Yoshua Perek Yud tells the story of one of the most famous miracles that ever happened on behalf of the Jewish people, and one that became part of Yehoshua's legacy for basically all of history afterwards, which was stopping the sun in the sky at Givon, and we'll see why it was necessary and how it came to pass. Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi Cheshmoa Adoni Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim. And so it was, when Adoni Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim, heard Ki Lochad Yehoshua Esha'ai, that Yehoshua had conquered Ai, Vayacharima, and then completely destroyed it, obliterated it, Kasher Asa LiYericho, just as he had done to Yericho. Interesting how an opposing king feels threatened by Yehoshua, who he sees as the king of the Jews, having that much kind of power. Doesn't say that they were scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or even of the Jewish people. It says he was scared of Yehoshua, which is an interesting point to make. Ulamalka, and perhaps this is why, because the king Adoni Tzedek of Yerushalayim feared what had been done to Yericho and its king. So perhaps he was thinking about his own power and his own position in this sort of assessment. Cain also la'ai ulamalka, so too Yehoshua had done to Ai and its king, v'chi hishlimu yoshvei Givon es Yisrael. And the final straw, what we saw last parak, that the inhabitants of Givon, here again, notice it does not say the king of Givon, it says the inhabitants of Givon, bearing a little more proof to the point of view that the king of Givon wasn't really in charge of this effort, but that they had made peace with the Jewish people, vayiyu bekirbam, and were among them. Among the very interesting things about this pasuk are, first of all, that it is the very first reference to the city of Yerushalayim by name in all of Tanakh. Chamisha Chumshei Torah does not refer to the city of Yerushalayim when it talks about all of the fate of what will happen to Eretz Canaan. The stories of the Avos don't talk about Yerushalayim by name. So this is the very first time that Yerushalayim is mentioned as a city, quite clearly not the last. What's also interesting is that the king of Yerushalayim was known as Adoni Tzedek. Adoni Tzedek, the master of justice. The only other time Yerushalayim was referred to obliquely and very close was when it talked very early on with Avraham Avinu about Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. The word Yerushalayim, frequently, if not most often, spelled without a yud in the end between the Lamed and the Mem, has the word Shalem in it. And Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem was Shem, the son of Noach, the righteous man who taught so many generations of the Avos in the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. So he was also called Malki Tzedek, and the Chazal make the connection, noting that kings of Yerushalayim seem to have the word Tzedek always in their names, because Yerushalayim is a special place, a place of righteousness. A place, the Ramban says, that even these early kings were aware by some tradition that Yerushalayim has its parallel in the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, in the heavenly celestial Beis HaMikdash. Even before the Beis HaMikdash was built, Yerushalayim was a truly special place. And Adoni Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim, is now nervous, and he is going to exert some leadership over the rest of the Canaanites, because he was held in respect, and because the fear of what had happened to Ai and Yericho was very, very real, as well as the fact that Givon had made peace. Pasuk Beis, Vayiru Ma'od, and they were very much afraid. Ki Ir Gedola Givon, because Givon was one of the great cities of Canaan. And the mention of the plural Vayiru shows that Adoni Tzedek was just one of the many kings of Canaan who was now very, very frightened. Givon was a much bigger city than Ai, a much greater city, and nevertheless they had surrendered. So they were upset because one of their own refused to join their alliance to fight the Jews off, but also because if Givon was going to surrender when the Jews were close, that did not bode well for everything else in Canaan. And also, the Malbim points out, we said before that Givon, all of its men were mighty. It talked about Giborim before. And that shows, that's this pasuk. V'chihi gedola min ho'ai. Givon was larger than I. V'chol anshei ha'Giborim. And all of the men of Givon were great warriors, mighty warriors. And so, the king Adoni Tzedek is going to try to rally all of the Canaanim together. Vayishlach Adoni Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim El Hoham Melech Chevron. These are all the southern kingdoms within Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim on south. Givon was to the northwest of Yerushalayim, so this is the bottom half of the country, essentially. So Adoni Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim, sent to Hoham, great name, the king of Hebron, Vel Piram Melech Yarmus. Piram, the king of Yarmus, presumably, again, another city located in southern Eretz Yisrael. Vel Yofia Melech Lachish. Vel Devir Melech Eglon Lamor. And so to all of these kings of these four cities, Adoni Tzedek sent a message and said, Alu Eli V'Izruni. Come up to me, because they're further south, and help me, V'Nakhe Es Givon. And we will attack and we will smite the city of Givon. Ki Hishlimu Es Yoshua V'Es B'nei Yisrael. Because they made peace with Yehoshua and with the Jewish people. So it's interesting that he's not getting them together to attack the Jews. He's getting them together to attack the traitorous city of Givon that gave up too early and violated the alliance of all the Canaanite kings. So they're going to punish Givon. They're also, by the way, going to be testing the commitment of the Jewish people to protect the Givonites. And that's going to become a major issue to the fellows in Givon, but also to Yehoshua, as his resolve in his own proclamation to protect the B'nai Givon is going to be, as we said, tested. Remember that they tricked us to become part of the Jewish people. They did have, according to most, a bris milah, so they did take the entrance exam to become Jews. But nevertheless, are we really going to go to war to defend them? And finally, again, he mentions Yehoshua separately from B'nai Yisrael because of the fear, the Das Sofrim says, that he sparked into the Canaanim as the great leader of the Jews.